Right, okay. Sorry. Okay, yesterday we spoke about a few interesting ciders yesterday. That was in a case of where a person needs to have the conditions for Chazorah, he's missing some of them. That means the Heine, what happened? He put his pot, case number one was he's got his pot on the flame and the fire's gone out. Yeah, so the fire's gone out from where his pot was. So the Meister, he's got his fire in the cooker with a blech on, and for some reason the fire's gone out. Is he allowed to move that pot onto another flame, let's say, which is on, with a blech on? Is he allowed to do that? So we said yesterday that he's allowed to. Yeah, the Meister, many possibly will claim his own and the Ikka holds that's not a chisoron in data, it's not called a chisoron oide biyode. Because the Maisi wants on there, he's had no positive das take off at all, there's no chisoron at all, and therefore, provided it's warm, yeah, you're allowed to move it onto another flame with a blech on. That was case number one. Case number two was a slightly different case, and that is a person's got a gedera on a fire without a blech. No blech on. And it went off. Again, the fire went off, the hot plate went off, and now he's left again with the same scenario. Now, this could have happened even before Shabbos, yeah? It could be even if it happened before Shabbos. So here again, the Shlomo Zalman says that's okay to put back on. Others are chaylik again, but again, the same condition, as long as it's warm, as long as the food is still warm, Shlomo Zalman says that's not a problem, and one may put it back. It's case number two. Case number three we spoke about was a very interesting case. The person took off before Shabbos. He had all his pots on the fire, and he wanted to take it off to organize himself to be able to put the blech on. So he put all the pots on a worktop, and then he put the blech on, put the pot back on again, and he realized on Shabbos that one of the pots he left on the worktop still. He forgot to put it on. So we said there again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says in that case as well, also, even here there's more people are chodic with Rosh Shlomo Zalman here, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman says in this case as well, one is allowed to put this pot back on. It's not chisoron in Dat Lahasid and Oid Biyodoi, because really he wanted to put it on. And therefore he's allowed to put it back on. It's a chiddush actually, yeah? That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says. Okay. What? Yeah, it must be still warm, and it must be where you put it onto is going to be, obviously, it's got a blech on, yeah? It's always those three conditions are imperative. The food is fully cooked, the food is still warm, and you're putting it back onto a blech. There's nothing wrong in Hilchas Chazorah to take a food off a... I'll come to this in a minute now, actually. Well, but let's just take a simple case first. A person's got a pot on the fire without a blech on. He doesn't need a blech because the food was fully cooked when Shabbos came in. And he wants to take it off, serve it on Friday night, and now put it on to another part of the cooker with a blech on. He's allowed to. Nothing wrong. He can do that. And it makes no difference whether the second plate is higher or lower than the original one. It's all mutter. As long as you've got a blech on, and it was came from a flame, it's going onto a flame, all that is mutter. Yeah? If he let go, then he's relying on one, then you're relying on a shitter that it's not ideal. The ideal is to hang on to it and, sorry? The Chachiri should not let go of it. The Chachiri should, all the conditions are necessary really, the conditions, all those three we mentioned before, plus you have to have in mind, in the bird of commerce, to put it back, plus you should hold it. That's really the ideal. If you're missing one of those last two conditions, then yeah, it's alright, and mum is welcome to say, God, if you're missing both of them, it's also okay. Yeah? Okay, that's what we said. Right, let's move on a bit now. Very interesting over here. There's an interesting shaila now about putting foods into an oven. Chazorah into an oven. Now, let me explain to you something. We spoke about before, in Hilchas Shehiyah, for example, is a person allowed to have a food in an oven when Shabbos comes in? Can. If the food is fully cooked, for example, a person is allowed to have the food in the oven. Because there's no problem of Shem Yechata. The whole problem of Shehiyah is that a person might interfere with the fire. He might turn it up to make it cook better. If the food is fully cooked, then he's not going to interfere with it. So there's no problem in an oven. Who are there is not fully cooked, for example, and let's say you've got an insert into the oven, let's say you've got such a thing, and you can stop it, it's like a hecker, it's like a reminder, that's also mutter. So we've come across in Shehiyah that a person can have a food left in the oven. Yeah, that's mutter. When it comes to Hilchas Chazorah, the Machab is very, very machm with an oven. In Simon Rishon and Gimel, the Machab holds Sif base. Just find where it is here. It's very, very machmir with the tunnel. Shehi is most of it's fully cooked, and but the Eved we rely on Hananya if it's half cooked. Raw in the oven without an insert is definitely not allowed. Yeah, that's an important point. That's, you can't have anything which is raw or semi-cooked, not at least maybe a third cooked. You can rely on a shitter or a third cooked. That is the summary of Hananya. We rely on Hananya, that shitter, Mishah Satchak. And the person that serves God wants allowed to rely on Hananya, that the food is a third or a half cooked. One can leave it on without a blech. Less than that, according to everyone, is problematic, and there's no heter to leave any food inside an oven which is not at least a third cooked. Like you can, because the blech is like a reminder, but in an oven it's very hard to put a reminder. You need to have an insert in an oven which will.
Oh, short in the oven, it's just from Charlotte.
No, it's a problem. That was, we spoke about this. The Bialoch is not happy about this. The Bialoch says if someone B'di'evan left a food on the Issa, if it's made for the next day, B'di'evan you can make it. So he said you mustn't do it with regulars. He said you mustn't do it regularly. This. You're not allowed to. So coming back to here, it's very ancient now when it comes to an oven. So here, the Machaber says, over tanur also lahachzir, in an oven, it's forbidden to put back afilu hugora fakotu. Chazora is a different ballgame. In chazora, even if the oven has got a groof of a ketumah, which, practically speaking, we haven't really got nowadays in the oven. But the covering of the dials is not enough for groof of ketumah. What, just by itself?
Yeah, I'm saying, what else can you do in an oven? You can't.
Well, you can put the fire and cover the element.
You have to cover the element.
Yeah, but I mean, you do that. You probably it's not very safe. What?
Electric oven.
Electric oven. Really, the only thing you're supposed to do there is to cover the element. Yeah, but that's dangerous. You can't do it.
Cover the dials.
No, the dials is not a heter in Hilchas. Yes, so it's a poker. The dials are not a heter in Hilchas Shehi or Chazora. The groof of Ketumah has to be on the fire itself, on the element. Yeah. But practically speaking, on a normal, on a normal cooker, an oven, you can't cover. I spoke to the electrician, he said, Meister, you can't do it. You can't cover the element. If it's a fan oven, it's very dangerous. An insert is better. The Meister, it's an insert, just goes, it's like a box, box, which is, that's better, if you could do that. But the Meister, here the Machaber says, interesting, that for Chazora, we don't allow you to do Chazora, even if it's Gorov Kotum. So that blows it really for us over here, yeah? Some poskim say, very interesting story of this actually, they say that this chumrah of the Machaber, that you can't, doesn't help grufa ketumah by an oven, it's only in those days. In those days, most poskim do not hold that. I'm just telling you, I just want to explain to those people who are makel. The poskim who say that grufa ketumah will help in an oven, is they taina that in those days, an oven, let me just read out what I wrote, it's very interesting, the normal way was to cook inside, not on top. Nowadays, where you can't cook on top of our oven, it's not normal, therefore that's already better. Maybe we don't make that gzera. The Maisa, most poskim hold that you cannot do grufa ketumah to our ovens for chazora. So chazora is more or less out of the question in our ovens. That means the person's got a kegel in the oven, he wants to take it out, serve it on Friday night, and put it back in the oven. The answer is you can't. Really, you can't do that. There's no way, really, you can do chazora in oven. I'm saying, even those that are makel, the only way you can be makel is if you've got an insert, which I'm saying is not very practical. But even that is many, many poskim hold that doesn't help an insert inside an oven. And they hold chazora is always osa inside an oven.
Because?
Why? Oh, so that's what Mishnah Berurah speaks about over here. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Nun Ches, very interesting why he says, Abel the toich is also the kivushu mam in the toich there from vashel matov. And since you're putting it inside there the way you normally cook, nearer kumavashel, it looks like it's a very strong mechzik kumavashel inside an oven. An oven is the norm, the very, very most typical place to cook in, and most people associate with someone putting something in an oven as doing an act of cooking. It means people understand on top of a cooker, on top of a kira, you might warm something up. You might keep it warm. Inside an oven, the heat is so hot there, so people understand that you're normally doing an initial cooking there. That's what you're doing. It's a normal way of cooking for the first time. Therefore, to the Mishnah Berurah, that inside an oven is very, very common. We don't allow any chazora whatsoever. Yeah? There's nothing wrong there, my friends, though, with having the moshletzi or kegel in the oven when Shabbos comes in. No problem. Let's say it was fully cooked in the oven. Yeah. Then you serve it on Friday night, and you want to keep it hot, you can put it on your blech. Yeah, that you could do. What? Yeah, you need all the conditions of chazara, though. You'll need all conditions of chazara. It means it must be fully cooked, must be hot, there must be where you're putting it onto a blech. You must hold it in your hand, ideally, and you must have das lach zira. But there's nothing wrong with that. You can change positions. You don't have to have it always. You can have it from an oven to a kira. There's nothing wrong. Then you've got a blech.
And if the oven's gone off, it's still hot, you can put it back into the oven, which is off, you've still got maritime
for the
same thing.
Same one? That's a good shout out. Once, if the oven's off,
can you
if you want to keep it warm, it'll keep warm in the inside there. Yeah, I think it's, he's tying a good spoil. In Maris HaAyin, it's the same thing. But I don't know if Chazal made Maris HaAyin where there's no fire there.
Well,
the fire's there. You dimmed the fire. The fire's still boiling hot. The fire's hot. That's Gurufa. The oven is still boiling, boiling hot. The oven's not like that. It's a good try, lad. Let me just write it down 1 minute. The oven off. Can you put it back? We asked, the oven's off. Can you put it back in again? Yeah, it's a good try. First of all, I'm not sure what halach is about a hot cupboard, First of all, there the hot cupboard is not derech lebashel. You must remember, a hot cupboard is not normal to cook in there. It's just preserving the heat. An oven is much worse. Most people associate an oven with a cooking process. That's what he's saying. There's a maris, a very strong Mexican mavashel over here, maybe. But I don't know if you make a Mexican mavashel when there's no fire there. I don't know. I mean, a mavashel, someone's got a cold oven, for example. And when someone's got a cold oven and he wants to put something in the oven, he wants to keep it in there for a bit of time. No, yala das, it should be awesome.
So I don't know. This is like getting
cold up. Yeah, it's like cold oven. I'm sure about it. I'll have to find out. I don't know. Why? Someone's got an oven. I understand. But I'm telling you, someone's got an oven which is off. And he's got his kegel lying around. He's got no room on the black to put it in. He wants to put it in his oven.
If it's outside, you can't put the
ovens
on.
The yeah, I don't know. I'm stuck. What should I tell you? I'm not saying I can't side with one way. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Good question. I don't know. What? What? Mela?
Nothing,
I think I know where else to put it. First, I'm not sure the door to hit like this. But yeah, could be. I don't know where else to put it. Yeah, but he's asking Maris HaAyin. He's asking for Maris. What? He's got nowhere else to put it. If it's on there's no problem. He's asking around. It's on Maris HaAyin. Is there a problem? That's what I don't know. Can anyone see it off? I don't know. Could be. He's telling everyone can see it off. You have to have good eyesight. The thing is, for these things, you need good eyesight. You have to know what's going on exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Why what? What, put it back in?
Yeah.
Maris HaAyin's mutter with a shinri. Chazal were worried about, what do you call it? Chazal were worried here about domestic mavashla. I don't know if going to help you with a shinri.
So then you can't put back anyway, because
it's not
better
than
the oven anyway.
No, he's talking when it's off. He's talking when the oven's off.
No, when it's on.
When it's on. When the oven, I'm telling you, to put it back in, the oven is always out.
It's because of Maris HaAyin.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying even with a blech, it won't help you. Even with a blech, we say it won't help.
You don't have to come to Maris HaAyin. You can't put it back. There's no blech.
Even if there is a blech there, my friend. Let's say you've got an insert in there. Even if you've got an insert, you still can't do it. It's like a blech. It's an insert. You can have it. You can have an insert. Even that won't help you, according to many possibles. So I'll tell you what, I was interesting shy. Someone asked me this a long time ago. Very interesting shy, though. I can't remember exactly what the case was. Some people have got some interesting menus they got on Friday nights. But what they did was, they've got an oven with a tray inside the oven, obviously. And they've got, let's say, roast potatoes and I don't know what else. What else can you have on a tray? Roast potatoes? Schnitzels. Okay. So what happens is, what they want to do is, let's say this is the oven over here. This is the oven. So what they want to do is they want to open the oven and put out the tray and they want to give out the roast potatoes first.
Schnitzel go back.
And the schnitzel goes back in. That's what they want to do. They want to keep it in the oven. The mice are allowed to be in the oven. It's such shahir, there's no problem if the food was fully cooked. So it's in the oven, it's okay. Let's say it's working with a thermostat, the light's on, so you can open the oven door. Let's get around all this problem. Now, I can't remember what the menu was. It was a very interesting menu. Unfortunately, I forgot the menu, what it was. But the menu was that the first course was the first part of the tree, and for some reason, the second course was the next part of the tree. I don't remember what it was. It was an interesting menu. Anyway, so they wanted to put out the tray, the first part they got, let's say the roast, my menu is not a very good menu, I wouldn't be recommending this, but I'm just giving an example. So they take out the roast potatoes, and then they want the schnitzel to be nice and hot still, so they want to push it back in, the tray back in again. Are they allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? So that's posher, if they take the tray out, out of question. That's out of question, there's no shadow whatsoever, that's not allowed.
Out
is definitely no good. And the question is there any other way of doing it, better? So here, some person wants to suggest an interesting thing. If a person opens the door of the oven and he pulls the tray slightly out. But that place is still very, very hot. So hot that if you were to leave food on there, it would get to Yatsilezboy, that massive. It's still hot enough to make food get to Yatsilezboy. So many pots can take on, that's not called leaving the oven. It's still inside the oven. In that case there, you can serve your roast potatoes, put them on the plates and everything, and then push the tray back in again. And then let it finish off, and then you can serve your schnitzel a little bit later. If your mum is to turn, I can't remember, it's a very good example, I can't remember what she said this morning, it's a very interesting case. If anyone knows of a good course that you can have on a tray,
you
two
cups... Put soup first,
and then straight down. You saw soup on a tray? Could be, I'll tell you.
Soup potato on the same tray.
Some of these food menus are so interesting what goes on nowadays, anything is possible. But yeah, normally I'm talking about it's on one tray. It could be now you can have fish, baked fish, you've got a baked fish in marinated custard sauce for the first course. And the second course is schnitzel in gravy with... Never mind. No, a lot of these courses, you can't know what goes on, really. I mean, they put so many different things on these foods. It's very possible to have different food items or, you know, something on there, which you can have two different... I'm saying, this woman gave me a very good example. I remember at the time, it was a very good example. And she's like, it does this. Yeah, she's got two parts of a thing. The first part is she's got the first course. For one course, she has the first part of the tray, puts it back in again, and then she has... Yeah, but normally you have schnitzel potatoes together. You're not having two courses.
Yeah,
it could be a posture case. It's actually a very posture, actually, what it could be. If you've got potatoes or whatever on the tray, and you want to keep it hot. So you want to give out for the people now to eat, and then you want to put it back in again so it remains hot for the rest of the people. That's all. Yeah. So again, the criteria is, my friends, what's the criteria? The criteria is that if you take it out and it's still left in an area where the oven is so hot that if that food would be left there, it would reach Yatsilezboy, it would be cold. That is the raya, that's a very hot place where it is, it's considered still part of the oven. And therefore, it's not considered leaving the oven, it's still considered as though inside the oven. If that's the matzav, then one could put it back in again and put it in, close the oven door and wait for later and have it later. If it's far enough out, if you took that too far out, where it's not going to reach that temperature, then you may not put it back in again. Right? The only thing I'm just thinking about, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not sure about this, it's a very interesting point, is I'm not sure what a crock pot is. Now, imagine we all make it with crock pots. A crock pot is very similar to an oven in a way, really. Because it's completely surrounded. And it's made only for cooking. The Meisa, we are makel with a blech in a crock pot, and we tie into that, it's a crock pot, it's like a normal food, a normal kadeira on a blech. Yes, Lord, and one can understand, if people are machmi, one can understand that a crock pot is lechur a bit worse than a normal kadeira on a blech. But the Meisa we're making, it looks like we take on it's mutter to do. One other thing I've got to mention, which is also very interesting, and that is by a Dover Gush. I don't know why I didn't mention about Dover Gush. We always said that when you serve, you shouldn't serve on the flame itself. It's always best to avoid the flame itself because of the chumrah of the kolboy. The kolboy holds that a food, even if it's fully cooked, you shouldn't stir it. It's a problem. It might make it cook it better. Water, we said, was no problem. And we did speak about lamoshal. For example, this is someone's got a very heavy trollop pot, which is not practical. He wants to have some trollop Friday night. It's all fully cooked. And we said that he can't lift it off. It's too heavy for him to lift off by himself. So in such a case there, many poskim are makel to serve from the fire itself in such a case, because obviously he's got a blech on, he's got all the conditions of chazara, but he can't take it off, because he'd have to hold it, wherever he can't do it, it's too heavy for him to lift off. So he'd be allowed to serve in that case there, even while it's on the flame. Kegel, so you've got kegel on top of the moshel, let's say you got kegel on a hot plate. Kegel on a hot plate, the chur hasn't got this chumrah. It's a dover, it's not called a dover, it's not, hasn't got this problem of the kolboy that we're worried you're going to stir it. Kegel is pieces by itself. You just cut a square, take it out. There's nothing to stir around. The chora, a kegel, which is directly on the fire, you could take from the fire itself and give it out. It hasn't got this chumrah of the kolboy. So someone's got a big platter. I mean, there's no problem. You can serve while it's on the fire. The chora wants to be allowed to serve the kegel itself. Other things are problematic on the fire. They've actually got rice and, Potatoes, all these things, the mice, that you shouldn't serve on the fire, but the mosh, something like kegel, which is nothing to stir around, it's just a portion of square, you just cut off, that lechera is better. Yes, let me just quickly make a summary of what we learnt. We said inside an oven is very problematic returning. Pashtas, even with a gor of a kotum, it won't help you. There's probably a very severe Mexican mavashal on an oven, and therefore we don't allow you to do it. What you can do, the only thing we spoke about is a tray which you pull out of the oven, and we said if it's remaining in the place where it's so hot still that it gets a yad sinezbe, that matzav, that's cold still inside the oven, and that you could push back. If it's come out further than that, then you've got a problem. All right, everybody, sorry.